RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our Northeast correspondents are Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, the co-hosts of the RV Family Travel Atlas and Campground of the Week podcasts, and the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Thank you, but I'm still not playing the role of a Northeast correspondent this week.
We got all over the place this summer.
We're in the South.
So last episode, on episode 96, we went to Whispering Hills Jellystone Park in Big Prairie, Ohio, and the hills did whisper. We told you that. Where are we going to this week?
All right, this week we are reviewing Sunset Beach Resort in Cape Charles, Virginia. Very nice shore camping option. But first, we want to thank our sponsor, Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. Award-winning Jellystone Parks have everything your family needs to make long-lasting camping memories, whether you're an RV enthusiast or you want to enjoy the comforts of a cabin or even tent camping. Jellystone Parks have first-rate accommodations, amenities, and activities.
And now is the time to book those fall weekend getaways. Halloween-themed weekends are more popular than ever, and some people say more popular than the 4th of July, and they're selling out fast. So if you want to experience the fun of trick-or-treating at the campground, hayrides, pumpkin painting, and corn mazes, check out what the Jellystones near you are offering during the fall camping season. Visit campjellystone.com to find a Jellystone park near you. Boo, boo.
Trick-or-treating is better at the campground than it is in our neighborhood.
Did you say the other day that we're not going to trick-or-treat in our neighborhood, just at the campground?
No, I didn't say that. Are you kidding? Our kids would riot. They have that as
It's much more relaxing for mom and
but
dad.
But it's easier at the campground.
I think it's easier. I think it's safer. I think it's more relaxing. I think it's more fun for mom and dad, for sure.
All right, let's talk about the beach, though. Let's not fast forward a couple months to Halloween just yet. So we were very lucky to get some beach camping in this summer. We were really determined to do it. We had some hiccups along the way weather-wise.
We were almost unlucky. Yeah. So let's just say it. We had reservations at the Cape Hatteras KOA, which is really one of our favorite campgrounds. We had a beachfront site at the Cape Hatteras KOA. And I had called over and over again, waiting for cancellations to get that beachfront site. And finally, we got one. But the campground called and canceled because the electricity went down on Cape Hatteras Island.
Yeah.
So they sent everyone a mass email saying the campground is shut down. Your reservation is canceled. Then the next day, well, first of all, then we made other plans. Like, we immediately made other plans. We decided to go to the Sunset Beach Resort in Cape Charles, Virginia. Then the next day, the Cape Hatteras KOA was like, oh, actually, we're going to be open.
Yeah, so we were like, sorry, Charlie.
It was too late at that point. We had made the reservations at Sunset Beach Resort in Cape Charles, Virginia. And I'm so glad we did.
I absolutely loved
it here. Not a perfect campground, but I totally loved our stay here. And this place has like a world of potential. It's only 1 year old.
Right. And that's the most important thing to realize right off the top of this review, is that this is really a brand new campground. It has only seen one complete season of camping at this point, because it started sort of like into the season last year. And we think that it will be a favorite. And we look forward to going back, and we look forward to watching it develop into an even better campground as they sort of.
I think it will develop into a world-class campground. I think, like, for the, considering the fact that it's a year old, it's awesome already. So, Stephanie, where exactly is this Cape Charles, Virginia location? Where is Sunset Beach Resort?
Sure. So this is on the eastern shore of Virginia. Now, many of you may be familiar with the Chesapeake Bay Bridge and tunnels, right? And so on the south side of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge and tunnel, long tunnel system, it is Virginia Beach, right? A very popular destination. But it's also a little touristy for our taste. And we don't prefer to actually camp there if we want.
Not just touristy, but year-round crowded with a year-round population. That's very dense.
So this is actually right on the north side of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. In fact, you turn into the parking lot of this campground 50 yards maybe in front of the entrance to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. And it is on the bay side, right? Over, you say to the east, you would have the, you know, the side that's more of the ocean side with the barrier islands. And this is on the bay side. So it's a really nice location.
And you can see the bridge from their bay beach. And it's far enough away that it's nice. You don't hear it from the beach, but you see the lights at night. And it is really remarkably close to the entrance to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, but there's none of the noise. You don't experience the noise and the clutter of the bridge entry when you're on the campground at all.
This is just a short drive away from the town of Cape Charles, which is sort of up and coming, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in the future. And it's also just under 4 hours from Washington, D.C. This is about a 4 hour drive from us in New Jersey. So, and you know, it's easily accessible from Philadelphia. So if you, like us, are from that sort of tri-state area in the Northeast, you know, it takes us a long time to bus south to get to places like Cape Hatteras. This is actually a really great option, and we're happy to share it with our listeners.
Yeah, it's, I'm so excited about it as a future beach camping option for us, because I grew up going to Cape Hatteras on surf trips, and Cape Hatteras, the fastest I've ever gotten there is like 9 hours. And that was like pre-RV, pre-kids, like kind of driving fast and really hustling. You know, with the RV, Cape Hatteras takes us 11 hours. So this is like half or less than half of the drive, and you still get that nice beach vacation out on the Delmarva Peninsula there.
All right, let's talk about sort of where this campground came from, because we're saying it's a brand new campground. Well, there's a company called Blue Water Development, and like some other companies out there, they've realized, hey, this campground resort game is nothing to, you know, smirk at.
They own a lot of hotel type resorts, okay? And we're seeing a trend in the industry where real estate companies and companies that are maybe in the hotel business are moving into the RV resort business with great results so far from what we've seen, because they're bringing that experience in hospitality and entertainment to the world of the campground. So this company, Blue Water, also owns the resort at Massey's Landing, which is also only about a year old, but has exploded. And it is really actually kind of hard to get a site at Massey's currently because it's become so popular so quickly. Sunset Beach to us is every bit as good, and there's plenty of sites open right now. Like, the secret is not out yet. Okay.
Yeah. And then the third campground that they have bought and redeveloped is the Chincoteague KOA. So, and they've made a huge investment in that as well to kind of bring it up to a more of a resort level. So we see this company diving in, and they're definitely trying to make a splash in the campground scene.
The other thing that's interesting here is that, like, what this company is doing is for Sunset and the Chincoteague KOA, they bought pre-existing campgrounds and fixed them up really nicely. For Massey's Landing, they built the campground from scratch. Like, it was like a marsh there. There was nothing there. I asked somebody. So they're doing both, which is kind of interesting because a lot of companies just buy campgrounds and fix them up. And then a lot of companies just create new ones. They are really mixing up their game here. I'm excited to see where this company goes, because supposedly they're looking at a lot, building a lot more campgrounds and buying a lot more campgrounds along the eastern seaboard.
All right, let's dive more into the specifics of this particular campground, Sunset Beach Resort, that we stayed at for a good 5 days and had a really nice time and didn't want to leave at the end of it. So do you want to talk about sort of the way it's set up?
Yeah. So it's a very large campground. There's several hundred sites here. The vast majority of the sites are transient sites. There's about two rows of nicely kept seasonals off to one side. The campground was half empty when we were there. Like I said before, the word is not out yet, but it is your typical beach camping, private beach camping experience. There are long rows of sites. There is not a lot of shade, okay, because there's not trees along the eastern shore of Virginia.
It's sand.
It's sand. I mean, you're on like sort of a peninsula or a sandbar. If you've been to the Cape Hatteras KOA, frankly, it looks a lot like the Cape Hatteras KOA. There are rows of RV sites that lead up to the Bay Beach. Now, what I really do like is that they are trying to create shade. So they've planted a tree at every site, right? And also, while we were there, they started putting up these really cool, attractive sunshades, maybe at 10 sites, staff, at the most.
Yeah, they were just installing them. So, I mean, I'm sure they're going to be doing them at different sites along the way. But there are those sort of, screens, the sun screens that are staked down. And it would just create a nice shelter option for you, give you a little shade. You can move your picnic table under there, et cetera, et cetera.
They were actually kind of attractive looking, and they matched the colors of the bathhouses. It was very like a Caribbean look and feel. Very much the beach camping feel right there.
It sets the scene definitely from the moment you get there. I love the fact that they use the teals and the yellows to really bring in that beachy feel. And it was funny that the kids responded to that too. The boys really liked the colors, and the bathhouses were brightly painted, and it was just very, like you said, Caribbean
feeling.
Think
Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
Think Jack Johnson.
That's the mindset that you have to get in when you're visiting Sunset, for sure. All right.
The other thing to note is that when you pull in, you see that there is a hotel there. And from the road, it largely looks like a hotel complex, but it's the hotel with the resort campground behind it leading up to the beach. And then their Bay Beach area is really quite pretty, and there truly are gorgeous sunsets at this campground. It is aptly named.
All right. So now this is going to cost you there's a big range here, okay? So between $43 and $85, just depending on when you're camping there, whether it's a weekend during the week, whether it's high season in the summer, or on, either in the spring or in the fall. So there's a big range there. We actually would highly recommend going to this area, say, in September, right? Because these kinds of areas really empty out, very quiet, but ultimately you can have those perfect beach days where you get like 75 degrees, no humidity, really gorgeous. The weather can be iffy, but honestly, September is a fantastic time if you can swing it.
And right now, the price is leaning more towards that $43 for full hookup. So I think it's a great bargain right now. And then in the summer on peak weekends, it's going to go up towards $85, which is frankly pretty reasonable for East Coast beach style camping.
And another thing to note is that it's easy to reserve. So a lot of, these state parks and everything where you have to reserve 11 months out to the day when the window opens up, that can be really tricky for actually the majority of the population that doesn't, have their schedule lined up that early, that can't take vacation that regularly. So like places like Assateague Island State Park that are gorgeous, honestly, many people cannot put them into the schedule because of the booking windows. I love the fact that this is an option for some folks out there that might be like, look, I don't know my schedule sometimes till a month in advance because I work split shifts or whatever. So I want an option that I could somehow go to and experience beach camping without everything being sold out. And this is a great option for that right now. I mean, it might eventually get popular enough that it's sold out, but right now it's a great option.
You could pull in without a reservation. You're fine. The campground was half full when we were there. So let's talk about the individual sites. We were on site 156, and most of the sites were similar to our site, 156. It was really wide. So from side to side, for a private campground, it was a nice wide site. There was room for our bikes, room for our kayaks, room for the golf cart that we rented. And then the other RV, which was a fifth wheel, was not right smack next to us. There was good space between us. But on the other hand, there was an RV right behind us, okay, and very close behind us on the back side of it. So you're going to get a wide site, but they were not really, really deep sites. But Stephanie has an insider tip for you to help you get the best possible site and an even better site than we had.
Yeah. So in the strip of sites, all of a sudden we were there for a little while and I realized sites number 155, 154, 153, and 152, they don't have two sites back to back. So as the road narrowed down there, they obviously couldn't put two sites. So they just put one. But the thing is, they're really good size sites. So I was like, oh, those are the exact ones to have. So that's our insider tip. We're going to give it to you right now. You want to book those sites. They're the
best. And frankly, the site next to us, which the guy had an Airstream, time too, and he had the nicest site. Like 155 and maybe 154 were like the nicest sites at the campground. They were huge because, like Stephanie said, they were pull-through sites. They were borderline like two sites compared to the rest.
Now, another thing to think about is that back-to-back would actually be a really great option in this case for buddy sites. So you, if you're, you know, if you're camping together, go back-to-back, you're back in your RVs, and then you have one whole strip of land there that you can kind of use for hanging out, for your campfires, for your tables. So I think that would be a good option.
And to be clear with somebody who hasn't had that East Coast beach camping experience, you're going to see all the RVs here. They're all kind of laid out in this wide open area. There are not a lot of trees or things that are going to create privacy between sites. And that is just common at all of the private campgrounds we've been that are on the beach in the East Coast. And there's just frankly not that many, whether it's Bay Beach or Ocean Beach, okay?
Now, there's other accommodations on site also. There's cabins that are right up near the beach. We also mentioned that there's the hotel nearby, so you can stay there even if you don't have your RV. And let's just dive right into the amenities. This is a resort campground. It is aptly named. We fully support them calling themselves a resort campground.
Absolutely. And largely because there's that hotel up front and you have access to all the hotel amenities. So the camp store is gigantic for one thing. It has way more kind of groceries than your typical camp store. They serve locally roasted coffee by a company called Eastern Shore Coastal Roasting. And I love when campgrounds do that, when they tap into their local community and buy things like their coffee or their some of their organic foods or whatever from the local companies. We all ended up loving the coffee there. We were also there with friends. And they had three different types of coffee every morning. Our favorite was the Fog Cutter. They also had two other kinds. Also, a lot of other local gifts and treats, things that were from the area, sort of from the Delmarva Peninsula in general. I really liked that it had that local flavor in the camp store.
You also have a fitness room. You had a concierge like desk running with all the local information to hook you up with different things in the area that you can do. There was a conference room, sort of a group room that you could do for events upstairs. They have golf cart rentals. They had bike rentals. So really, this was a wraparound kind of camping experience.
And it felt like when you were hanging out up there, you were like hanging out in a nice hotel lobby.
Yeah.
And frankly, I like that. It was a nice break occasionally to get out of the sun and maybe go grab a cup of coffee and sit there and read the newspaper or just chill out and have ice cream with the boys. I really enjoyed that area. Now, Stephanie said they rent golf carts. An insider tip would be that this is a very good campground to rent a golf cart, because if your site is all the way up near the Bay Beach, it's a pretty good long walk to get up to the camp store if you want to go get coffee or you want to go get a bagel or something like that.
All right. There is a large dog park up at the front, which is nice, but you have to know there's also a dog beach. There's actually a designated dog beach that is just, I guess it's west, like when you're up the Bay Beach, of the regular beach, and you can just be there with your dogs off leash, and the dogs can be swimming and everything, and everybody's nice and kumbaya there with their dogs. And we had a really good time with Maggie down on the beach
Maggie
at this campground.
Yeah. And it's worth saying that they're doing the same at Massey's Landing, and we're going to review Massey's Landing next week. So it seems to be part of the company's ethos to make these dog-friendly RV parks, which makes all the sense in the world when about 50% of RVers are bringing their dogs with them.
All right. New playground. Obviously, you know, a lot of stuff here is new. And there's two pools. There's a pool up by the hotel, and then there's the pool that's down by the beach. And I would say that the pool that is down by the beach is really nice. It has the wading pool area, you know, like the walk-in. Really big and spacious. Lots of seating there, which I really like. Tons of seats. People aren't, like, fighting for the seats. Now, the pool up by the front, I feel like that could use a little more attention. It had the chain link fence, which to me is an absolute no-no at the campground. It took me a while to realize that that is like one of my pet peeves at a campground, is when there's a chain link fence around a pool. And they have it. And I just feel like it doesn't fit the ambiance. Everything else at this campground is very like new and landscaped and beachy looking. And that kind of looks a little bit like.
And Stephanie, you pointed out to me that the campground was about half full while we were there, and yet that really nice pool up at, towards the Bay Beach was fairly full a couple days we were there. So as they start to get filled up to capacity and this campground gets more popular, it might be really terrific if they just redid that pool up by the hotel and made another large, beautiful pool.
They have the room for it, so I hope that they do decide to make some more areas like that, some more water areas, even maybe like a different kind of pool. You know, some campgrounds do like a splash ground area or like the volleyball, basketball kind of a pool or whatever. So if they do something like that in one of the areas of the campground, I think that it will hold the capacity of, you know, of guests a little bit better as it starts to fill up.
Now, another highlight is the Jackspot restaurant, which is up on the beach. There is seating both inside and outside. And whether you're sitting inside or outside, you have views of the water, beautiful views of the water. And the food was excellent. This was like a real restaurant on the campground. This was not burgers, dogs, and chicken fingers. This was clams, crab cakes, all kinds of delicious foods. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. We really loved eating here, and the prices were really pretty solid.
Yeah, for the seafood, for the fact that you're eating right on the beach, for the fact that you're not leaving the campground to get it. They also had cornhole set up outside on the deck and the ring game. So, like, it just felt like such a welcoming place for a family to hang out. And they also had, like, things like pizza. So it did have that casual fare that, you know, at times, like, for a dinner, we could order the boys a pizza, and then they were playing cornhole while we waited for it, and we were having a drink, and it was just the whole thing
was
really relaxing.
Gorgeous, miraculous, like sherbet colored sunset as well. We were camping at sunset with friends, and I have to say, it's so nice to be able to get a nice restaurant meal without having to get in the car and drive to it, to just walk from your RV site up. There's also a bar at the Jackspot, and you could relax and enjoy a drink, and nobody's worried about driving back to the campground. You're just walking back to your site. So this is a fun, good time campground. It was not too wild, in my opinion, frankly.
No.
It was quiet at quiet time. Even during 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night on Saturday, it never felt too overboard with that kind of beachfront bar. It really struck the nice tone of being fun for everybody, but also family-friendly.
I felt like it was very family-friendly. So, and I also felt like it was a real vacation kind of campground. This was the kind of place where you could say, hey, we need to, like, do nothing. And you could go and everybody could take a break because you could get lunch and not have to cook it or whatever. So I really felt like it suited that purpose.
I'm glad you said that. You could have the type of week-long vacation here where you really don't need to leave the campground. You could just totally unwind and be paddleboarding and kayaking and swimming. But the area also has a lot to offer. If you want to have a more adventurous family vacation, get off the campground and do a lot of stuff, we've got recommendations for that too in a minute, but just stay tuned. Now, Stephanie, how is the Wi-Fi strength and the cell phone reception?
It was fine. We were able to do a Facebook Live from here. So if you want to see that, I'm going to embed that into the show notes for this episode so that you can go and you can actually look at the stuff we're talking about. We started all the way up at the front at the hotel reception area, and then we went through all the way up to the beach. So you can get a good idea for what it
Warning,
looks like.
Warning, the camera work is wobbly. Okay, the selfie stick or whatever we were using was broken at the time, but it'll give you a really nice picture of the campground.
They have activities there on a daily basis, but they're growing those. Honestly, they had a lot of activities going on when we were there, but we just didn't want to do them because all we wanted to do was sit on the beach and go paddleboarding and kayaking. You can rent those there right on site. Again, another thing that they're trying to do is just offer all of those things right on site. Now, we love this campground. But we know that nobody's perfect, and I've got a big one. It happens to be the thing that I loathe the most. People were driving way too fast through this campground.
And some of you might say, well, that's not the campground's fault. But ultimately, the campground is responsible for that. You know, some speed bumps might be necessary because there are long paved roads that go right up to the Jackspot restaurant. And I think that you do have people coming up from the hotel to go up to the Jackspot and driving their cars. There is a parking lot up near the Jackspot restaurant. So putting in some speed bumps, some extra signs saying 5 miles per hour, kids at play, and then also maybe educating the hotel guests and saying, please drive slow when you're driving through the campground. It's something that's totally fixable and within their power to get right, but we did see people driving too fast through the campground. Okay, so that's where nobody's perfect for Sunset Beach. Now we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco, and then we're going to come back and talk about all the great things that we did in the area.
Fun and family. It's what Jayco has been focused on for generations. From the first camping trailer that rolled off the production line on founder Lloyd Bontrager's farm in 1968 to today, where Jayco is building everything from camping trailers to Class A motorhomes. With a blend of old world Amish craftsmanship and innovative technology, Jayco builds more value into their RVs than any other manufacturer in the industry, with more standard features and the best 2-year limited warranty offered. Visit Jayco's website at jayco.com or your closest Jayco dealer for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Now, Stephanie, I really fell in love with this region. And I have to say that we have gone, and I have gone, to Cape Hatteras over 20 times. There was a stretch in my life where I went to Cape Hatteras every year with my friends in the spring for a surf trip. And we blew through the Delmarva Peninsula as quickly as we could. It was like, we got to get through this stretch to get out, you know, over the Chesapeake Bay Bridge to get to the good waves. Never really understood what a beautiful region and what a rich region in terms of history, heritage, food, all of that stuff. So I'm so glad that we got out into the area and experienced the area a little bit. So the first thing I would recommend that we did on a rainy day, I took the boys over there. We went to the Eastern Shore of Virginia National Wildlife Preserve Visitor Center. That's a mouthful, but it's right across the street from the campground. I would not recommend crossing that street by foot. It was very busy. I would recommend getting in the car and driving over there. But they have a really great educational exhibit. They have a really cute little gift shop with local books and books on birding. Within the preserve, there are trails for hiking. There are places to drop a kayak. There's lots of bird watching. It is a really pretty major activity right across the street from the campground.
All right. Now, also really close to the campground is the Kipto Peak State Park, which has beautiful hikes. Our friends who we were staying there with actually visited there for the day. They have ranger-led activities, educational activities. You can camp there, too. They have a campground there. But it's a great little half-day, full-day trip there if you want to go.
Now, downtown Cape Charles, it looks really up and coming. It's kind of hip, and there's some culture and some food there, and in a way that you kind of don't get out at the Outer Banks. And I don't necessarily mean to keep comparing this area to the Outer
Banks.
But
you are.
Well, I am, because I think that so many families from the Northeast go out to the Outer Banks for their family vacation and blow right past the Delmarva Peninsula. I think this is a bit of a scrappy underdog type area that has an awful lot to offer. So what were some of the things that we saw or we did in downtown Cape Charles or that our friends recommended
to us? All right. Everybody says that you have to get ice cream at the Brown Dog Ice Cream Parlor. And then there's also Kelly's Ginger Nut Pub. If you're down, you can get a nice lunch or dinner there. Now, we ended up going a little more off the beaten track for our lunch because we are road food enthusiasts, the book, as you all know, probably. And we went to the Exmoor Diner. That's in Jane and Michael Stern's Road Food Book. And we had an amazing lunch, like perfect, amazing road food lunch. Everybody ate more than they could possibly like put in their stomachs. It was ridiculous.
Stephanie, can you say chicken fried steak?
I can. And I did when I ordered it from the waitress.
And you were kind enough to share it with me. We ordered two things and we shared. And that chicken fried steak was dreamy. We also got scallops. The boys got crab cake sandwiches. And this is in a diner setting. But what I loved about this place, like the best road food joints in that book by Jane and Michael Stern, it gives you both the flavor of the local cuisine and a flavor of the local culture. This is a place where locals eat. And it's enough off the beaten track that it's not a tourist joint. It's not a place that people on vacation go to. It is literally the place where like construction workers in the area go to for lunch. Delicious, affordable, a classic road food joint. What was it, about 10 minutes from the campground at the most in Exmoor?
Yeah, maybe 15, and also incredibly friendly service. We sat at the counter and the waitresses were so nice to the boys and so friendly. And I love how they really recommended things on the menu to us when we were asking, which is always a favorite thing. I hate it when they're like, oh, everything's good. She really was like, no, you got to order the scallops. And you know what? The scallops were delicious. Now, another food option is the Matcha Pongo Trading Company. So this little like cafe looking place. I actually stopped in to get Jeremy coffee because he was like, we need to stock up to bring the foghorn.
I wanted some bags.
The fog cutter.
That's the best name for a coffee blend ever. I wanted a couple bags of coffee from the Eastern Shore Coastal Roasting Company, and this place sells their coffee. They're not actually their own coffee shop. They sell to all the local places. So I said, hey, Stephanie, can you, you know, stop at this place and get me a few bags? And you complied.
I did.
Thank you.
They also, it was a really nice little place for like breakfast or lunch. They had a lot of sandwich options. They also had a lot of like little local food options, like jams and stuff like that. It was, you know, like just all of those shelves at the front, plus a nice place to sit and work if you were looking for that there. So a very comfortable place. I liked it.
I'm sad I didn't get to go.
Well,
I know we did some dividing and conquering on this trip. Like you went and did this and I went and did that. Now, the next thing that we did, I would call it one of my all time travel highlights. Stephanie, would you go that far with the day trippers?
It absolutely was.
Chartered boat tour.
What they have is there's this collective of sort of boat captains and tour guides and they call it day trippers. And it's really what it is like they give you a menu of different activities that you can do in the area. And then basically they reach out and find you the independent contractor, as it were, you know, that's going to take you out on the boat or take you out on the kayak tour, etc. Well, we really lucked out and we ended up going with Captain Meriwether Payne.
And that's her real name.
Right. Yeah. I know you can't believe it, but her actual company. So we got her through Day Trippers, but her personal company is called Seaside Eco Tours. And I would highly recommend you can find her on Facebook. You can reach out and you could book something directly.
Can we link to her? She so deserves a link.
Yeah. And you can reach out to her and just book directly through her if you want to go on this tour, because we chartered a passenger boat, a motorboat, and she took us out into the Barrier Islands and the shoals and gave us a tour, an eco tour of the birding in the area, the movement of all the Barrier Islands.
The history of the area, the natural history of the area. And most exciting, she parked the boat out on the shoals for us and out on one of the Barrier Islands for us and let us walk all over the Barrier Island, which you're allowed to do. Nobody else out there, not another soul. We swam off the Barrier Island. We swam off the shoals. Basically, like it feels like you're out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean with a private island for the day. It's a 2 to 3 hour tour. And it was only $200. Like, you could pay for your family to have 2 to 3 hours private boat chartered, $200 and a tip. Seems like a really terrific deal for me to have such a knowledgeable guide who's just going to take you to such cool places.
It was amazing. Now, another thing that was really nice is to experience some of the local wine culture in the area. So we went to a wine tasting at Chatham Vineyards, and they had a nice little tasting room, and they actually had some great wines. This area I have found in the Virginia area, I've found some the wines to be more on the sweet side, and that's not actually up my alley in terms of my preference. These wines were great. I actually walked away with a few bottles that I was really happy with and excited to kind of get a little bit of a taste of the area.
And you surprised me. They had their own coffee blend at this winery from that Eastern Shore Roasters, and you brought me an additional bag of coffee back, which really made my day. So thank you for doing that.
I did. All right. So it was overall, we were just so pleased to see a new campground that had been developed and that was doing a really great job.
Yeah. And kudos to the campground in particular for really trying to highlight some of the local things like the winery, like the boat tour. Part of what they're trying to do is have a concierge type experience where you can go into that hotel lobby and say, hey, I want to do something cool in the area. And then they will recommend these types of tours. Stephanie, as you mentioned before we started recording, we would have never found Captain Meriwether Payne.
No.
I mean, we would never have found that even if we had been researching, doing a boat tour. They brought us to the campground, Sunset Beach Resort, brought us right to the right person, recommended the exact right company to
work with.
Yeah,
and they said, oh, she's so great. She knows everything. You know what? She did. She did. I mean,
amazing.
It was just,
she was amazing.
Yeah, the
all
kids
time,
loved it.
You know, we do that end of the year travel highlight show like every January. I really think that boat tour is going to make it onto my top 10 list for the year.
All right. Now, we also, before we close out, we want to thank our sponsor, Progressive Insurance. Adding an RV policy to another Progressive policy like home, auto, motorcycle, or boat, say if Captain Meriwether needs
I wonder if she has the Progressive.
Update her insurance policy. say it's a great way to save time and money. Get on the road to savings by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV.
And a big thank you to Jayco to view their complete line of 2018 RVs. Yes, the 2018s are up on their site. Head on over to jayco.com. And if you want to find a great Jellystone park near you, head on over to campjellystone.com. And we will see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.